Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them, cause they hate it, baby. Oh my gosh, living your best lives, huh? Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. I know y'all out there being thorough and wise. Man, listen here. Why do I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise? First of all, because y'all are out there. Man, y'all are out there being thorough and wise because God made you that way. Yes, y'all know that. Come on, man. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I always put that out there in pieces for you, okay? And you know, the second reason is because y'all are out here listening to me. And you got to be thorough and wise if you are out here listening to me, baby, because I'm definitely thorough and wise, okay? All right? And like I said, man, this is Just a Touch of J, and you know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? So look, I got to give a shout out to my haters. You know I do. And what do I say to these haters, y'all, huh? Come on, say it with me. Hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, 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 yes. Look, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, okay? And I got to do this thing real quick because I only got a little bit of time to share this message with you. But before I do, have y'all been going over to My Name Is All N976 on Instagram, baby? Make a Love of East Kitchen, all that stuff. You know, click the link tree in all my bios, okay? It's a link. It's called Linktree, okay? It got My Name Is All N976 on it, too. Click on it so y'all can see everything that I got going on, man. Like I said already, this is Just a Touch of J, baby, and I've been putting some things out there in pieces for you, and y'all need to go ahead and check that out. Thank you for everybody that's been supporting me. Yeah, rocking with your girls. I love my babies. Y'all are just so thorough and so wise. Oh, my God. I love you guys. You guys are simply like amazing. Like you just are. Like you give me so much life, so much love. Like I love you guys. Okay. Now look, let mama drop a dime on you. Okay. So look, I'm in here doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. Working out. Okay. Working out. Yes. You know, feeling good. Feeling good. Y'all out there doing that? Somebody might be doing that right now. Look, I don't know, all right? I don't know what y'all out there doing, but look, as I'm doing it, y'all know what I do. I'm always listening to somebody, one of the pastors, because I love to keep my spirit filled, okay? Real filled. So I'm rocking with my girl today, Sarah Jakes. Sarah Jakes, Robin, shout out to you, girl. Oh my God, I love my baby. I love her. She gets down. Okay, so look, I'm looking at the message called, if you had not been rejected, you would have missed your blessing. Oh, child, it's got the chills on it. Right, so I'm sitting up there, I'm looking at it. Now look, what's so crazy about it is that the other day, which was just yesterday, I seen the same message. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on with this message. I don't get it. Now look, I always tell y'all when she's talking, I feel like she's talking to me. Like directly to me, but yesterday I was like, I don't really know. So I had praise and worship this morning, you know, as I do every morning. You know, God laid some things on my heart. Some things happened today. And then, you know, look, I just turned on YouTube. The message is there again. I said, wait a minute, hold on. I know God must want me to hear this again while I'm working out. I said, it must be for me. I must go and get it today. And y'all ever go through that? Like you go through something and then you go through it again. Well, child, that's what she on there talking about. She on there basically talking about how you go through one thing sometimes, okay? And it causes you this type of, like, feeling. But when you go through it the next time, it's different. Child, how many of y'all out there going through that? It's like the same thing, kinda, but the meaning is different. Look, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Look, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, right? So, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. So she starts talking about how when she went through all this stuff in life, hell, you know, she was pregnant. And she was talking about she was a teen mom, like 13 years old, y'all pregnant. Okay, dad is just like at the height of his career. And she talks about how she got on the stage and 7 years prior to this exact day, okay, 2020, she was talking like 7 years prior about how she just got up there and shared her testimony about her shame and how she just felt so bad because, you know, oh my gosh, you know, she was got pregnant young and, you know, just everything. And she was just so just like messed up. Okay. But she's saying like now today is different. How many of y'all out there went through something, right? And back then it was just like real crazy for you. And like now you see like it's different. Like it all worked itself out for the good. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, I'm happy I went through that because here I am right now. So look, I start thinking. And y'all know what happened when I start thinking, baby. This is just a touch of J. I said, I got to put this out there in pieces for real quick. Let me pause this. Boop, put it on pause and everything, right? So I said, okay, hold on. Let me see how this is applied to my life because God started giving it to me. And I said, oh my God, God has got me out here to share all this wisdom with y'all. So I started thinking about the things that I went through in life. Child, y'all know I tell y'all all the time. You know everything, okay? You know the whole rape thing. You know family molestation type of stuff was going on in secret. Child, son's father hung himself. You know all these things. You know my broken pieces, the things that I went through. You know my struggles, my pains, all that stuff. And then I think about who I am right now. And I said, hold on, wait a minute. I got to go ahead and tell my babies. If y'all are out there going through stuff, listen, man, trouble don't last always, baby. You got to go through stuff sometimes so that the greatness is what gets, you know, brought out of you. Now, I know y'all know this. And I know sometimes you're like, look, my life is just so hard. I'm just tired of going through it. Forget Justin Touch Jam, what she got going on. I don't care right now. You know, y'all depressed. Y'all going through it. That's just for a season. But on the other side, you're going to look back at it like, oh my gosh, wait a minute, hold up. Look at who I am right now. Listen, baby, there would be no Justin Touch today if I didn't go through this stuff. Because I am telling you about this stuff as Justin Touch today. You understand what I'm saying? Look, there would be no, you know, who I am. If I hadn't went through these situations and these things, I wouldn't have a testimony. I'm going to have a testimony. Not at all. Listen, I got to share this with y'all. Guys, let me put this out there, pieces for y'all. So I used to praise dance. I told y'all that before. You know, I had a praise dance ministry, my ministry with my son. You know, shout out to you to cry with your thorough self. Yeah, you know, I was doing my little one too when I was younger, right? And I remember, guys, tell me, share this testimony, how they basically, when I got, oh my gosh, whoo, when I was pregnant with my son young. Now, not as young as Sarah. Okay, but I don't know, 18, 19, had a baby, okay? All right, now listen, okay? Now, I remember my grandma. Now, this testimony is already out there, okay? She had, listen, y'all, they went behind my back, okay? Come on now. And they was going to go ahead and get me to get this abortion. Now, look, I knew enough to go ahead and be doing my 1-2, you know, having sex and all that. But I didn't know about abortions and stuff. Like, I didn't really know how that worked. And I know you might be thinking, what, at that age? Yeah, I was kind of like sheltered. I didn't know that type of stuff. So they had basically told me, you know, when I came downstairs, okay, you ready? Now, look, I'm like 5-6 months. Like, wait a minute, what you talking about? Where we going at? You know, I don't know what's going on. Child, they like, oh, no, you're not having this baby. This baby gonna mess up your life. You gonna destroy your life. Now look, y'all, this is just a touch of that baby. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. They said, you're gonna destroy your life. And I'm saying to myself, like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, what? Like, you want me to get rid of my son? I'm like, uh-uh. So look, I'm crying, but I'm walking towards the door. Chill. Why the phone rang? Yes, baby. Take a look at that. Guess who it was? My mom. Right? I said, this is what I told my grandma. I said, can I just answer the phone real quick? Now, y'all remember the court phones, you know, with the long string. It was hanging on the wall and everything. Right? So I picked up the phone. I'm like, hello? And I'm crying. My mom said, Veronica. She called me by my middle name. Veronica. And I said, yeah. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, they making me get rid of my baby. She said, what? Yeah, they had plotted against me. So look, I just want to stop right here. Because God just told me to let y'all know the plot was always against me. Because this is just a touch of Jay, baby. I got to put this out there in pieces for you, right? So they had plotted against me. They had this whole little thing going on. I never knew. My mom said, you ain't going nowhere. I'm on my way. Whoo, child. Yes. So look, right? So fast forward, you know, son's father committed suicide, whatever. You know, all that stuff happens, right? But I had a broken relationship with my mom. All right, so I had this relationship that was just, it wasn't never just right, you know? And I think about that now, you know, because sometimes the enemy, you know, he goes ahead, he put things out there in pieces for you. You know, but my mom, now I have an amazing relationship with my mom. So it was a time in my life where I didn't have my mom and all I had was God. Oh my gosh. Listen, y'all know how y'all, you call up your wife or your husband or your pastor or your sister, your brother or your girlfriends or your guy friends, and you talk about all the issues that you got going on. Look, I was in foster care and everything, y'all. I didn't have nobody. So I learned to rely on God. Look, man, this is just a test today. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. I'm trying to bring it together, okay? So I went through all this stuff in life, right? But in all these things, these trials and these tribulations, right? I just will always rely on God. I didn't call nobody else up, right? And you know what that taught me? Child, listen here. When I would go and I would go to God, okay? Talk to the Lord about stuff. He would handle it. He would do it. And I'll be like, wait a minute, hold on. Now, when I was younger, I thought, you know, I was going a little crazy. I said, wait a minute, this ain't right. You know, and then sometimes when I was really young, I didn't really pay it any mind. But I knew, like, it's something different about me. There's a call on my life. Something ain't right here. Okay? So, look. I was able to see that he was my provider. Y'all out there going through that? I know some of y'all are out there. Y'all rocking with me everywhere. I told y'all I'm out in Madagascar, okay? Italy, Japan, Rome, Spain, okay? Come on, man. Israel. Y'all got me rocking Indonesia, United States. Y'all got your girl everywhere. Almost 200 different places worldwide. Okay? Now, listen. All right. Somebody out there going through that. Well, y'all just depend. You just depend on God. You don't depend on nothing else. But I learned how to hear his voice. I learned how to understand. Like, oh, okay, this is what I got to do. This is how I do this thing right here. You know, many are called, few are chosen. You know, like, wait a minute, hold on. This how it works. If I trust him, it all goes the way that it's supposed to go. Basically, okay, he works it all out. He molds you and all of that. So fast forward, right? When I had this little mind ministry with my son, I remember this lady came up to us, right? Now, look, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm about to end this. She came up to us. She said, oh, my God, because I shared that testimony. I was sharing the testimony that I just gave y'all about how they told me I had to go get rid of my son when I was young. Okay, me and my son would share this testimony. We would travel around the world, go to churches and things like that and dance. You know, different occasions, you know, and minister, right? Look, I'm young doing this, okay? With my son that they tried to plot to get rid of. Are you listening to me? Okay? So, lady comes up to me and she goes, oh my gosh, I was going to make my daughter get rid of her children. She's pregnant with two of them. I told the pastor. The pastor's standing there. I'm standing there with my son. She like, yeah, she was going tomorrow. I was going to make her get rid of this. But you shared your testimony. So, you know, I'm not going to make her get rid of these children. And I'm saying, now look, listen. I ain't really know what that kind of meant. At that time, I'm just like, okay, it's just says, yeah, I'll put it out there, peace free, whatever. You know, like, I ain't know none of that type of stuff. You know, back then, none of that at all. I was just regular, like, okay, yeah. Well, you know, she said, I want you to always come dance at their birthday party, you know, and minister and give your testimony because you're the reason why they're here. Right. So we're going to fast forward. Right. So remember, I told you I had went through something a few years ago and I was broken up. Child, I broke it into pieces. God had to bring them pieces back together. But what happened is that my podcast started because when I woke up one day, I saw that it was a year later and God said, share your testimony. And I kept saying to myself, I ain't tell nobody nothing. I don't even know how to share that. Like, how would I even do that? Remember, I told y'all, okay, I had a little prayer. Okay, well, look, you know, let such and such contact me. And if he contact me, okay, I'll put it out there, you know, and I'll share. But I don't know how, you know, because I was very quiet. I was very meek. I didn't speak. No. Very timid. I wasn't saying that. You ain't getting me to do that. I shared the testimony at church, but that was different. You know, share with people that I don't know. Are you crazy? This is just a touch of that baby now, but I wasn't trying to put them pieces out there. No. So look, I goes ahead and I go, all right, well, God, you know, I guess you'll allow somebody to contact me. We'll figure it out. Whatever. You know, he did. Remember, I dropped the phone on the floor. I went ahead, found out about podcasting. And you know what kept coming to me? My past. Remember when you shared the testimony before? Remember how somebody got delivered? God is telling you to do something. Share it again. So I'm like, oh my God. You know, how you want me to put it out here for you? He said, put it out there in pieces. Right? And I said, okay. You know, remember I told you the whole story about how I didn't know how to put it out there. I thought it was a series. And all of a sudden, now I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. Do you understand that? Just like how Sarah Jakes, she was pregnant first. She shared her testimony. Right? In shame. 7 years later now, boss. I'm watching her on TV. You understand what I'm saying? Just a touch of J. Now I am delivering my testimony and I'm telling you guys that if you go through things in life, don't worry about it. Small thing to a giant, baby. This is just a touch of J. Like I said, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you to let you see. Man, listen here. Things happen when it's supposed to be. That's why it's so hard. Check out them podcasts, man. It's like four of them. You know, like life is hard because it's supposed to be hard because it's supposed to be. That's why it's so hard. Sometimes we go through stuff and you might be like, dang, yo, you're so strong. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I wasn't always that way. Sarah wasn't always that way. Sometimes your days ain't going to be good days. Everything could be going wrong in your life. But you got to, you know, stay strong. You got to keep it together because you got to remember on the other side of it, it's going to be different. You're going through whatever you're going through right now for a reason. And this is just a touch of J. I just had to go through all that and put that out there in pieces for you because somebody, I don't know who it is, you need this. Because when God bring me things, listen, and they for me, I know it's out there for you too. So I don't know what you got going on. I don't know. But you're struggling. You're struggling with some stuff. Just think about everything that I struggle with. Come on, man. Listen, I remember one time my son's father put butcher knives through my mail slot and said, please take these because there's voices. He used to hear voices. They're telling me that I need to kill you and my son. I was in the house by myself. Are y'all understanding? The attack was always on my life. And now think about this. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you, telling you that, look, man, things can happen. But I got an amazing life now. I had an amazing life then. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. I'm an inspiration to a lot of people. Y'all can't quit. Y'all can't give up. You can't be down on yourself. I don't care what it looks like. You got to keep on going forward. This is 2020. I can't have my babies out here lost. No. It's too many of y'all, man. And this is just a touch of J. I told y'all this is going to kind of be a little quick, but I just wanted to put that out there in pieces for you. So look, I'm going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. But before I do, I just want to say what Sarah said. If you had not been rejected and went through things in your life, you would have missed your blessing. All right? Think about that. If you had not been rejected, and went through things in your life, that's my little part I added, you would have missed your blessing. Think about that. We go through stuff sometimes, man, because it's a blessing attached to it. It's different. It's different. You see life differently after you go through things. You do. You really, really do. Life, it changes you, man. You out here, sometimes you get so down on yourself, you all jacked up. No. It's for a reason. Sometimes God got to break you up. Sometimes God got to show you that it's just him. Like with me, I know who he is because I depended on him I didn't depend on anybody else. I didn't have anybody else. All I had was him. So now I know. You know? Now I know. And I'm out here and I'm able to tell y'all too. All right. So look, how y'all want me to end this? Because I know you got that. Okay. Y'all want me to do my Barry White, Janet Jackson voice? Child, let's see it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me get it together. Okay. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this, baby? This is just a touch of J. Y'all hear that? Jillian Veronica Harris. Just a touch of J. And I'm putting this out there in pieces for you. Without no BS behind it. Being authentically me. Loving my life. Shining bright like a diamond. Woo! Hey! Shining bright like a diamond. And y'all gotta do that too. Man, just remember, man. Life, man, is something. It's something. It's something. You could be in one place. You're thinking, oh, I can't stand this. I hate my life. And then if you just make it through to the other side, man, you never know. Ha! You never know what's going to come out of that. So keep pressing forward. And what do I tell y'all all the time? Don't let nobody make you think that you ain't thorough and wise. Because y'all are thorough and y'all are wise. And don't make yourself feel like that. Please don't. Don't get down on yourself. You know, trouble don't last always. What else do I tell y'all? Shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes. Because they hate it, baby. They hate it. But you got to let that little light that's on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. You know, like Rihanna, you got to let it shine bright. Shine bright like a diamond. I think I'm about to listen to that because she kills that song. You know, she kills that. And then you know what else it is, too? The last thing that I tell y'all, then I'm getting up out of here because mama got to get back doing what it is that she do, that she do, that she do. Okay. You got to spread love, man. Because it's the Brooklyn way. It's the greatest of all things. Love, the heart, gotta be right. Okay, to spread that love, y'all gotta get yourself together, man. Don't be down on yourself, man. Spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. Ah, and this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you, all right? So till next time, baby. I love y'all. Y'all so thorough and so wise, man. All right? Bye-bye.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds. The universe as we moonshine and Mali, feel the warmth. Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, so shine bright.